In Fetchelaro Division here in Gulu City, a group of women have found an unlikely way to address gender-based violence through pumpkin jam. To understand how this sweet jam neutralizes tension in the household, we speak with Jennifer Anena, the team leader of Hands of Women Uganda, a community-based organization which founded the initiative.
Jennifer Nana is my name. I'm the team leader, Hands of Women Foundation, and we are a community-driven grassroots organization based in Gulu City, Pejela Road Division. Hands of Women Foundation was started in 2020 due to issues of gender-based violence and domestic violence that was really rampant in the community of Gulu City, whereby one of our young girl who was 9 years old was sexually abused by her stepfather. But unfortunate part was that these cases was really not addressed well. Then in that moment, Hands of Women registered a group as a VSLA saving groups, whereby these 5 women who have been having history of gender-based violence in the lives of their children and they themselves, we started doing a small saving within ourselves. And in 2021, we happened to register this saving group as a community-based organization, which has started functioning in order to really reduce the issue of gender-based violence in the community, not only in Gulu City, but also in the entire community of Northern Region.
They started this project as a way to generate income and empower women at risk of violence, but it quickly turned into something more.
My name is Andrew Mujeni. I'm a nutritionist from Chambogo University, and I'm here with Hands of Women Foundation, the connection between GBV and nutrition. So the survivors of this gender-based violence, especially the women and girls and some little boys, often experience malnutrition as a result of neglect, as a result of trauma, and sometimes as a result of displacement and poverty. So this poor nutrition affects their physical health, their mental health, and their ability to rebuild one's life. When someone's mental health has been affected, their food choices, their lifestyle choices can affect what? Their nutrition. That's how we find out these young children or mothers that they go into alcoholism. They also go into drug abuse. So this drug abuse generally affects food intake. And when your food intake is affected, this will lead to spikes, although there will be a rise in the malnutrition cases in our community.
In many of Gulu City neighborhoods, women rely on their husbands for everything due to high unemployment rates within the city.
Now, empowering survivors with knowledge on food security, a sustainable agriculture and nutrition helps them regain independence. Once a family or a family member who has gone through this GBV is able to provide for themselves, this person will feel independent. They will look at it in a way that if I am able to provide for myself, I will not have to go back into this abusive marriage. I will not have to depend on someone else who is taking me through all this violence, so that I'm able to survive. What Hands of Women Foundation is doing in terms of nutrition, we are having nutrition education programs in the community, focusing on practical skills for women and vulnerable households. For example, we talk about kitchen gardening, food preservation, food preparation. We also look at infant young child feeding practices, how we can improve that, how we can improve these practices, and we also do support of the survivors with emergency food support. For example, once we go into the community and we're having these VSLA meetings and they're telling us about how the saving is going, then we come in and we give them food support with maize, beans, and sometimes as we're doing the kitchen gardening, we offer to give the seedlings that we're using for demonstration. We set up a garden for that VSL group and we use that to empower them.
Economic empowerment is a crucial aspect of this initiative.
My name is Honoria Ambrose, the resident city commissioner for Gulu City. Yeah, the factors that basically contribute much is poverty. People have still not been able to know how to make money for themselves. And then we are also looking at the teenage pregnancies is a big issue that we are having now. And then we also have the health issues, because most times people do not manage to access health facilities because of the fact that they are girls.
The project has also created a safe space for women to discuss their experiences and support one another, resulting into a stronger advocacy mechanism against gender-based violence within the city.
We have women in VSLA, that is Village Savings and Loan Association groups. These are vulnerable women who have undergone through different GBV issues, domestic violence, all that. Through the groups, we support them with the pumpkin seeds, and we expect them to grow the pumpkins, and we buy from them. So even this year, we were also lucky enough that we planted our own pumpkin. So we received the seed from Naro in Tawanda, in Kampala. So we bought the pumpkin seed because for them, they said they have improved seed that is well resistant. So we bought 1 kilo from them. We planted in 1 acre. We wanted to first see how it will come out. So that next year, we start distributing that same seed to this women group. They are also participating in growing the millet, the soya beans, the yellow corns. And we also have our own farm. It is also in Chopin, to also grow some of our grains in that garden in Chopin, whereby as we impact the lives of the people in the community around there, they are also seeing that at least a demonstration it is there in these people's garden, and then they can build more trust in us and also see the impact from us, and then they get motivated.
The women involved in the project share their stories and experiences using the jam making process as a form of therapy and solidarity.
My name is Akumo Helen Sally. I'm a women activist, Gulu City. We had a number of activities running within our community, sensitizing the community about the dangers of gender-based violence, about the dangers of family breakups. And I can confess that up to now, the cases we are receiving, both in the police and other sectors of the law, it is very low. It is not like the previous years when we had killing of one another, leaving the children without an attendant. This local action plan has helped a lot in bringing down the level of GBV in our homes and in our community.
The impact of this initiative goes beyond the pumpkin jam itself. It's about the women who have found their voices and are now standing up against gender-based violence.
When we encourage people to even venture into pumpkin growing, they can get even money out of it. Mm-hmm. Because each one pumpkin like that size, these days if you are to buy, we are buying at 8,000 Uganda shilling. Mm-hmm. Now I think you have about 50 of them. That is already money that this youth cannot even, his life cannot remain the same. When you plant 1 acre, you can, if you really monitor it very well, you can raise about 10 million in 1 acre, even more than that. So you can decide to sell like as a fruit like this, or you can decide to add value on it. But now also there's other benefit. When you add value, you can sell more than that, which means even one, you can sell at 20,000. But if you don't add value to it, you can sell at only 8,000 or 10,000. So we encourage them to really come up with different skills. So we help them to do different ideas. So we give them that kind of entrepreneurship advice.
They use the jam to raise awareness about gender-based violence and support survivors. Here is Jennifer Anena again.
Number one, what we do community sensitization and awareness, whereby we conduct several sensitization meetings with vulnerable people in the community. By this, we also bring people with disability, because our major focus is on disability inclusion, whereby we know these people with disability, they are more vulnerable to gender-based violence than anybody else. By this, we also support young boys who have also undergone through the same issues, because we have seen during our work in the community, most men tend to shy away. They fear to report these issues. But we want to be inclusive enough by making sure that GBV is the issues that affect everybody, despite your financial status, your family background, your physical appearance. GBV is an issue that affects both parties, so we want to bring everyone on board by doing community sensitization, whereby we talk about the causes of gender-based violence, the effects, and the prevention. How can we prevent these issues? So when we see that these issues maybe need medical care, Then we do referral with Reproductive Health Uganda through VIVO. VIVO International is an international organization that provides medical support and also counseling on a free cost. So we partner with them to make sure a survivor are fully catered for. And we also partner with different organizations across the city, whereby this organization, we always seek to make sure that a case that we cannot handle, we always refer to them to make sure that we are networking and working together to reduce gender-based violence. So through these interactive discussions that we do, the foundation educates men and women on human rights, harmful cultural practices, and the importance of reporting the abuse. Because when you report an abuse early, there will be easiest way for you to be supported out. So these community dialogues, where we also involve the youth and the local leaders to build a culture of zero tolerance of gender-based violence in the community.
By selling their jam, these women are gaining financial independence and confidence. And with this economic power, they can now peacefully negotiate with their men.
So a kilo for pumpkin millet, it is still 15,000. Then we have a half kilo, that is 7,500. Then we're also working at another 250 grams to make sure that we have our package at a reduced as low as 1,000 shillings, we can be able to get our products. The pumpkin jam, this size, it is only 6,000 shillings. The bigger size that followed it, that is 500 grams, it will be for 12,000. Then we have another 100 grams, that will be for 3,000 shillings. We are the only one producing pumpkin jam. If you are to try to start anywhere, even in Kampala, I've not yet seen anyone producing pumpkin jam. So we'll be the only people who will be coming into the market with pumpkin jam. So call me Mama Pumpkin! People can be able to have a test on that.
Okay.
So this one you can put on your bread.
Ah, very nice.
Instead of using blue band, you can use this to put on your bread.
As Rousseau said, it's a healthier option compared to blue band. So you know, nowadays people want to live longer, so they're looking at blue band and the fat and whatever of you. So we have looked for an option that has less fat and less carbohydrates compared to the other options out there. So it's a
meal. Yeah. Nice. Do you add a bit of sugar in this?
Yes, we do. But now the ratios, it's more of pumpkin and less sugar.
Yeah.
What we use are the different stabilizers so that we get that that consistency that we want.
Okay.
So yeah,
I feel something like chili with a picking.
It's ginger.
Tangawizi,
yes. Nice. So it helps bring out the flavor, so that it's more watering. Like you would want to have more.
Yeah.
So yeah, we also look at the health benefits of it, or of the ginger. So it has fiber, which is good for our digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
It's also good for our immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So even when someone has like cough or flu, you can take the jam as it is. It's also a healthier way, other than opting for medicines, this artificial medicine. You can use the natural foods that God has given us to treat ourselves.
The women are not just making jam, they are making a strong statement. They are saying that they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect.
This plan was initially launched way back in 2023, and it was facilitated by CARE International through STRIVE Guru. It was focusing on gender-based violence, actually, violence against women and girls. Since then up to now, the operation has been successfully, and the number of GBV cases has fully reduced in homes, because the actors that were set to implement include the police, the army, and the civil society, the leaders, the local leaders within our community, which has helped so much in curbing down the GBV. We have been doing so many advocacy training within the community, mobilizing women to train their girls in our community.
We thought that the local action plan that was passed from the beginning would actually have more attention in terms of allocation of the budget. Our thought was to have a 1% allocated to the local action plan. However, that was not physically put in the, not passed by the council. However, we know that on the other part of the story, there are very many agencies and other departments that have actually contributed to the local action plan. Now, our way forward is to advocate to see that the council is able to pass at least some percentage in the local action plan so that we see development, we see changes, we see really positive changes in Gulu City, but also in Gulu District.
The project's success has inspired our communities to take action, and the women are now recognized as leaders in their community.
The Women, Peace and Security envisage a situation where all members of the society are empowered, there is a reduction in conflict, and people are living in harmony, economic progress, and all other ways.
Gender-based violence is the destroyer of any progress in a home, any progress in a district, or in a country. I'm happy that most of the members are in agreement that we go down and ensure that we continue sensitizing people that men must love their wives and wives must love their husbands. Means that the children will be brought up in a manner that is befitting and will earn the family respect. In many times, we all agree that women have suffered a lot because in any war situation, it's the women who run up and down looking for food, looking for shelter. Meanwhile, sometimes the men get engaged in the fighting itself, which is not productive as we are all aware.
As Gulu City women use pumpkin jam to create a sweeter future for themselves and their communities, Gulu City Council is determined to review the local action plan on gender-based violence in view of upscaling the successes of their advocacy.
My name is Salome Amoge. I'm the country director for Pride Gulu. Yes, cases of GBV are declining. Now women in Gulu City know of their rights. No one can trample over them. They'll actually shout and make noise and report. And that is something that is very positive. And I know this is all the contribution from the government and other development partners. However, we see other emerging issues, for example, insecurity issues by the youth. Youth who are redundant and having nothing to do. You also see along the corridors in the night a little bit of a picture of prostitution or so. Of course, those are some of the issues that we really want to see that they are escalated and they are attended to with this development of the implementation of the action plan. So we look forward that issues that are really touching us in this city will be addressed by the improved action plan.
Part of this advocacy was related to the enactment and implementation of a local action plan on UN Security Council Resolution 1325 on women, peace and security.
My name is Jennifer Peter. I have been part of the committee that developed the Local Action Plan on Women, Peace and Security. Local Action Plan on Women, Peace and Security is an initiative of the UN, the UN Resolution 1325, which recognizes the role of women in resolving conflicts around the world. And Uganda ratified this. We have domesticated. Now, as the local government, Gulu City, we work as a committee or a task force to ensure that we have a local action plan to address a number of issues that have implication for conflict and peace, especially that address the needs of women and girls. And we know that women and girls don't exist in isolation. They exist with men and boys and every other member of the community. And so this plan has supported the city to have an ambition on addressing conflicts, for example, like gender-based violence and others, especially those which affect women. It is also a plan that guides the local government to work with different agencies to check areas of priority, the intervention areas, where to get partners and all that. So through community radios, community sensitizations, and many other initiatives, the public is able to address concerns that are conflict in nature, but also that address the needs of women and girls, and of course, in the end, it addresses the needs of the entire community. We have a lot of opportunities. First of all, we are having an evolving local government. The city is a new establishment, and so getting its footings on women, peace and security in advance will help to address conflict issues, gender-based violence issues. It will address issues of economic hardship that women are often burdened to, for example, fend for. Every stakeholder is aligned to the implementation of the local action plan. It actually means that more and more women are going to join teams or the economic groupings that is able to allow them gain the voice, gain the economic power, voice, recognition, and all aspects. These are the things that will cumulatively add into real empowerment for women, but also real empowerment of communities at large.
My name is Ayo Emmanuel. I am the secretary, local action plan. So one of the key achievements that after the passing of the document, the LAP document, was that the city took it up through its various departments, the Department of the Community Development Office, were able to take on some of the key activities that is in the local action plan. For example, the issues of the women, peace and security, the gender-based violence within the community. We saw a serious number in cases that were reported. Most of the cases were handled and left at the community level. But we saw the empowerment of the women coming up to report the issues of gender-based violence, the issues of defilement that most of them would keep quiet within the community. We saw a number, a sensitization that was created that saw most of the cases being reported to the Department of the Police, Department of the Community Development Office. There are also some of the key areas that we had pointed out that had the issues with the darkness in the night. For example, opposite the La Roche Division Office, the City Division Office, where the council was able to again take this up by clearing that place. You can now see that it is heavily clear and it is clean. So these were some of the areas that were covering the street kids that were torturing the members of the community. These are key achievements that were done. The other development partners also took most of the key activities we had put into this document, and most of these partners are all listed in the documents. So that means all of them had activities that were in line with the activities that we had put in the local action plan. So they report on the achievements that they have made, which indirectly also contributes to the realization of the key activities that we have put in the local action plan.
This week, feature edition, Voices of Change. Today, we are shining a light on innovative ways rural women are tackling gender-based violence in their communities. The women who are using pumpkin jam to create a stir and spark change in communities within Gulu City. They can now support themselves in ways they never thought possible before. Now, they have their own means of generating income. Their children are happier and families proud of them. Join Radio Rupin next time on Voices of Change as we explore more stories of resilience and empowerment. The production of this feature has been made possible with training support from the Peace Journalism Foundation of GIZ. And I am Peter Labeja reporting on behalf of the Training Group 2 for Radio Rupin.